ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् दैवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट 21 सॉरी टेक्स्ट रीडिंग 22 अश्रुत्य तत् ऋषिगण वचः परीक्षित समं मधुच्युत गुरु चावल्यालिकम् आभाषतैनम् अभिनन्द्य युक्तान् शुश्रूषमाणश्चरितानि विष्णुः। ट्रांसलेशन: ऑल दैट वाज स्पोकन बाय द ग्रेट सेजेस वाज वेरी स्वीट टू हियर, फुल ऑफ मीनिंग एंड एप्रोप्रिएटली प्रेजेंटेड एज perfectly true. So after hearing them, Maharaja Parikshit, desiring to hear of the activities of Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, congratulated the great sages. Text 23.
Samagataḥ sarvat sarvata eva sarve vedhayata murti dharastri prishte nehath namutra cha कश्चनार्थ ऋते परानुग्रहणम् आत्मशीलम्।
प्लीज रिपीट।
समागताः सर्वत्र एव सर्वे वेदायता मूर्तिधरास्त्रि पृष्ठे नेहात् नामुत्र च कश्चनार्थ ऋते परानुग्रहम् आत्मशीलम्। समागताः सर्वत्र एव सर्वे वेदायता मूर्तिधरास्त्रि पृष्ठे नेहात् नामुत्र च कश्चनार्थ ऋते परानुग्रहम् आत्मशीलम्। समागताः सर्वत एव सर्वे वेदायता मूर्तिधरास्त्रि पृष्ठे नेहात् नामुत्र च कश्चनार्थ ऋते परानुग्रहम् आत्मशीलम्।
Thank you.
Samagataha, assembled, Saravataha, from all directions, Eva, certainly, Sarve, all of you, Vedaha, supreme knowledge, Yatha, as, Murtidharaha, personified, Tripriste, on the planet of Brahma, which is situated above the three planetary systems, namely the upper, intermediate and lower worlds. Na, not, iha, in this world, atha, thereafter, na, nor, amutra, in the other world, cha, also, kaschana, any other, artaha, interest, rute, save and accept, para, others, anugraham, doing good to, atmashilam, own nature. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation, the king said, O great sages, you have all very kindly assembled here, having come from all parts of the universe. You are all as good as supreme knowledge personified, who resides in the planet above the three worlds, Satya Loka. Consequently, you are naturally inclined to do good to others, and but for this, you have no interest, either in this life or in the next. Purport, six kinds of opulences, namely wealth, strength, fame, beauty, knowledge and renunciation, are all originally the different attributes pertaining to the absolute personality of Godhead. The living beings, who are part and parcel entities of the Supreme Being, have all these attributes partially, up to the full strength of 78%. In the material world, these attributes, up to 78% of the Lord's attributes, are covered by the material energy as the sun is covered by a cloud. The covered strength of the sun is very dim compared to the original glare. And similarly, the original color of the living beings with such attributes becomes almost extinct. There are three planetary systems, namely the lower worlds, the intermediate worlds, and the upper worlds. The human beings on earth are situated at the beginning of the intermediate worlds. But living beings like Brahma and his contemporaries living in the upper worlds, of which the topmost is Satyaloka. In Satyaloka, the inhabitants are fully cognizant of Vedic wisdom, and thus the mystic cloud of material energy is cleared. Therefore, they are known as the Vedas personified. Such persons, being fully aware of knowledge, both mundane and transcendental, have no interest in either the mundane or transcendental worlds. They are practically desireless devotees. In the mundane world, they have nothing to achieve. And in the transcendental world, they are full in themselves. Then why do they come to the mundane world? They descend on different planets as messiahs by the order of the Lord to deliver the fallen souls. On the earth, they come down and do good to the people of the world in different circumstances, under different climatic influences. They have nothing to do in this world except save and except reclaim the fallen souls rotting in material existence, deluded by material energy. Om Tat Sat. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೇ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೋ ಶ್ರೀಯುತಾಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಂ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗಣರಘುನಾಥನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ್ಚ. ನಮಃಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪೃಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತೇ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶತಾರಿಣೆ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀಯದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಸ್ವಾಮೀಜಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ. ನಮೋ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಪಾದಾಯ ನಿತ್ಯ ಕೃಪ ಪ್ರದಾಯಿನಿ ದೈವಕ ಪ್ರದಾಯಿನಿ ಪರಗ್ರಾಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯಿನಿ. ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ದ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಕಾಲ್ ದಿ ಅಪಿಯರೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶುಕದೇವ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 1 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 19. ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಹೌ ಆಲ್ ದ ಸೇಜಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ಡ್ ಟು ಸೀ ದ ಪಾಸಿಂಗ್ ಅವೇ ಆಫ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಕ್ನಾಲೆಜಿಂಗ್ ದಿಯರ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಆಲ್ ಕಮ್ with a very good intention of seeing Maharaj Parikshit achieve the supreme goal of life, going back to Godhead. So therefore they have all come to witness, bless him in his final journey back to Godhead. Death, if approached properly, can become the most successful event in your life. And Maharaj Parikshit is demonstrating that, how to make death the most successful event in your life. Because if you die thinking of Krishna, then you go back to Krishna. And whole human life is meant for that final event. It is the climax. How you do it or you blow it. He blew it. He didn't make it. Or he did it. He's gone back to Godhead. That will be known from what arrangements are made for you at the end of life. By Krishna, through his devotees, and by yourself, by your own desire, and by the strength given by Krishna. If we don't intensely desire to perform devotional service, if we don't remain absorbed in the higher values of life, then if we don't desire it, there is no necessity for Krishna to help you, because you don't desire it. Tatra mulyam laulyam. Your great eagerness is what makes Krishna come forward. Yesterday we heard the story of Kalidas and his great eagerness to get the mercy of Vaishnavas. He'll go to any limit, any extent, jump into the garbage and lick all the valuable remnants of Vaishnavas. He's very eager. He was so eager that he broke the rule that Lord Chaitanya had instituted and went ahead and took the feet washing and drank it until Lord Chaitanya said enough, without chastising him. He was so eager to get the prasadam, remnants of Lord Chaitanya, he stood outside his door. Nothing wrong. I'm not afraid. After all, I'm asking for the mercy of the Lord. He's eager to get it. No material tinge about it. No bodily concept of life in that. He simply knows it is very valuable and goes to get it. Full. energy he puts behind, eagerness. So eagerness is a great quality. Maharaj Parikshit here is very eager to get the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Very enthusiastic. Eagerness and then enthusiasm to execute it. And when we don't have enthusiasm to execute devotional service, it is very dangerous. You know, you just do it like a ritual. You do it like a, as though somebody is forcing you to do it. Because he will get angry with me, I am doing it. Because he has told me I have to do it. Because I have taken initiation, I have to chant japa. This is all, you have made it mechanical. Because everybody has a capacity for eagerness and enthusiasm. If you don't maintain it and nurture it, you lose it. And then no point blaming anybody else. It's something that comes from inside you. Maharaj Parikshit is on his own, very enthusiastic. And what has happened to him? He has been cursed, actually. And he has done something very wrong. Putting a dead snake around a great exalted soul, Samika Rishi, around his neck. And he has been cursed by a Brahmana boy. That curse is a blessing. Curse is the opposite of a blessing. Prabhupada mentions that that curse of the Brahmana boy is the greatest blessing for Parikshit Maharaj. In terms of spiritual life, you have to see things properly. Materially, if you look at it, my gosh, gone, everything gone for him. In 7 days, he will die, all his riches, wealth, gratification, everything gone. But that's not the way Parikshit Maharaj looked at it. That's not the way all these sages look at it. You acted correctly. You fielded that curse very nicely. You know, fielding on the cricket field, somebody bowls, somebody bats, you either take the catch or you stop it from going to the boundary or you hit it back fast towards the wickets so that they don't take too many runs. You fielded it well without giving away too many runs, not too much loss. Parikshit Maharaj fielded that curse very well. Curse? Okay, what's the best thing to do now? What's my interest? He took the momentum of that curse and gave it an advantage for himself. This is being very intelligent and smart. That intelligence is given by Krishna. Right? Fielding things that come upon us, remaining eager, will help you to field those things to your advantage. So, here the sages are appreciating that aspect of Parikshit Maharaj. And he is acknowledging it. He said, all of you have come here. I am so indebted to all of you. Of course, for all of you, doing good to others is the primary thing in life and you don't think of anything else. You come from such a place where everybody is highly knowledgeable about the values of life. Satyaloka, Brahma's place. That is the place where all knowledge prevails. What to do, what not to do is known. Prabhupada is describing here that the rishis coming from that loka. We discussed yesterday how all universal representatives have come to see Parikshit Maharaj. It's a universal event. You have a street event, you have a colony event, you have an area event, you have a whole town event, you have a state event, you have a national event, you have an international event. Name it. And this is a universal event. We don't know about it. We can only read about it. We don't have touch with other portions of the universe. We just about can get the globe together. International, we call it. It's a global, much more than a global event. Many globes together people are coming from. Universe, so many different planets that people are coming from to see in this one planet, in this planet, Parikshit Maharaj. Because he is doing an amazing thing, getting ready to go back to Godhead. It's not an ordinary thing. Getting ready to have sense gratification is very ordinary. Sarvatra labhyate devat yata dukkham ayatmatah indriya sukham sukham aindriyakam daitya deha yogena dehina sarvatra labhyate devat. Everybody is into that. Even the ants, the gnats, the bacteria, unicellular organisms are all busy having sense gratification. Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartino Arjuna. From Brahmaloka down to the smallest ant, Indra, Gopa, they are all busy with sense gratification. But amongst all of them, if somebody does the activity of seeking shelter of Krishna, gives up sense gratification, he is highly acclaimed. He should be highly acclaimed. And that too, he is a king with immense opportunities for sense gratification. You see, king means sense gratification standing right next to your nose, right next to your mouth, right next to your skin, right next to your tongue. It's the next thing that you can do. It's available for you. Best food, best of women, best of entertainment. You do this, it's there for you. How you can leave all that when it's so easily available? Left it. Because Uttama Shloka Lalasa, he has a greater desire and eagerness, Lalasa, to get Krishna. Therefore, it's a great event. Therefore, everybody is coming. Here is a person who has given up sense gratification, which is very difficult to give up. Especially in his position as a king, he is notable. He is unique. He is wonderful. And they come to see that person. And here, Parikshit Maharaj is instantly not taking that in. See, again he is fielding very well. He is not immediately thinking, oh, I am a very great VVIP. Yeah? I mean, so many guys from all over the universe have come to see me. I must be pretty good. Excuse me. thank you for coming. I welcome all of you here. You are giving me this honor of being, you know, a VVVIP, universal VIP. I never knew that. I'm thinking of going back to the kingdom. Now that I'm so famous, I didn't know, I just tried it out. Let's go back and get that Shringi fellow. Let's finish him. Let's finish the curse and let's start all over again. He didn't field it like that. He fielded differently. He immediately became very humble. And he said, all you sages have come to see me, passing away and assist me. I am so grateful to all of you. You are all persons who are always doing good. And that is your natural habit. Atma Shilam. Shilam means what you practice. Atma Shilam is naturally you are inclined to do good to others. Very important. Doing good to others. In the material world, the definition of good varies. What is good for you is bad for me. So when I do good to you, somebody will say you are doing bad to him. It's a relative term in one sense. But generally speaking, good means, in the material world, doing good to somebody means what? Helping him in his sense gratificatory life. He will also feel very good. Thank you very much. Great gratitude he will show to you if you help him in his material life. I have problems. I'm not able to enjoy sense gratification properly. I have challenges to my sense gratification. I have challenges to my lordship, my leadership. All these things I'm having problem. Why? I will help you. You are the greatest person for me. But if somebody tells, "Hey, give up everything, forget it, it's the whole world is like this only. Get lost from that." Then immediately, what's wrong with you? You are not my well-wisher. You're telling me to give up these things. You're not my well-wisher. You're my enemy. So what is good? What is good differs. In the material world, when you do something good for somebody, it means you are helping him materially. Not that we should not do it. But that is their definition of good. And when you actually give them spiritual life, it means you are doing bad. And if you follow spiritual life, you are bad. You don't want to be part of this whole group. We are all working so hard nationally, internationally for sense gratification. And you alone are standing away from this rascal. Everybody will look at you like this. Where do you belong to? Which planet did you come from? Alien. They'll make you feel very bad about it. If you take up Krishna consciousness, you just immediately want to join the regular group. They'll alienate you from the group and see this fellow. Everybody will point at you. He is the fellow. Is not part of our group. It doesn't belong here. They don't like you one bit. Everybody faces it. Social ties you have to break. Family ties you have to break. You have to dissatisfy so many people to serve Krishna. And people who are attracted to Krishna consciousness take that step. They take boldly that step. And of course they try their best to adjust things socially, family and Krishna consciousness together. It's quite a challenge. Quite a challenge. But because the devotees go through those challenges, Krishna remains with them, gives them all necessary input. And Maharaj Parikshit is doing something like that. That is really good. That is the meaning of ultimate good. This is what is the ultimate good for anybody. Nathe vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnum. What is really good for you is to achieve Vishnu's lotus feet. That we don't know. So here Maharaj Parikshit is saying, you are all, when he uses the word good, it does not mean just ordinary like we are using. He's a very nice man. He's good to everybody. He's a good man. He's a good man. He gets up in the morning, waters all the plants, he feeds all the pigeons. He goes to the temple, cleans this thing, all the pots and vessels. He takes little prasadam. Then he goes to the nearby poor people's this thing, and he does that. Then he comes home. Then he does yoga. Then he helps his wife to cook, because he's retired. Then he speaks against communism. Then he votes correctly. Nice Indian citizen. Stands in the queue, gets his ration. He's generally a good guy. Okay, fine, he's good. But in the eyes of the Bhagavatam, he is not good. He's really not good. I don't think he has utilized his human form of life in a good way. He's just run of the mill. He'll be born again in the same place. He'll do the same thing again. Punarapi Jananam Puna. He'll be born as a human being. He'll get again the chance to join some organization and distribute food and do this and that and this. Fine. Charitable. But it is not considered to be good. This is not the good that Parikshit Maharaj has mentioned. You are all generally used to doing good to people. Used to distributing food, used to giving clothes to poor people, used to looking after elderly people, used to doing everything nicely, being a good citizen, being a good man. That's not the meaning of good here. Being good in the material world actually is not really good. You have to be best. Human being should be best, not even better. Good means materially good. He gives everybody opportunity for sense gratification. He has 10 children. He looks after all of them. Everything he does correctly, good. Better is a person who renounces material life and goes for Atma Gyan, wants to understand Atma Tattvam, and he achieves transcendental peace, which is Prabhupada speaking about in the purport. But best is that person who becomes a devotee of Krishna. Good, better, best, never let it rest, unless the good becomes better and better becomes best. This is a rhyme that I was writing when I was in my school. My sister used to write and gave me this. So always you should be the best. Should not be just good. Just for studies in school, she was telling. But I think in spiritual life also, people have this great misunderstanding that if you are materially good, it is okay. If you are materially good, it is not okay. Because you are capable of being better and best. That's what Lord Chaitanya has come to give you. The best. The highest quality in spiritual life. Prema Pumartho Mahan. Topmost. So, in Krishna consciousness, we lead people to being best. And these are people who prescribe best to everybody. They're not interested in anything else. They have come to see this person practicing the best. They don't come for better and for good. For better and good, they don't come all the way from that portion of the universe to see. They come only for best because they know what's best, because their supreme knowledge they have. Because Brahma reigns there. And they know what is correct, what is the best thing. Sreshta. Right? So, here when Parikshit Maharaj is acknowledging that you always do good to people, it means that you always lead people to the topmost thing. You give them the chanting of the holy name, tell them to be devotees, give them the blessing of devotional service, have them engaged in the Supreme Lord's service. This is the best, and these people are like that. And amazingly, we all have the capacity and the opportunity to do that. We have the similar opportunity like the great sages to do the best to people because you can give Krishna consciousness to others. Just imagine what a fantastic opportunity. In this world, people are normally only good. That also they struggle with a lot. To remain good is a great struggle. But to become best in Kali Yuga, in Lord Chaitanya's time, is much easier than becoming good and better. This is the secret. Lord Chaitanya's movement, it's easier to be the best. If you are better, you'll have a tough time. Klesho adhikatarastesham avyaktam saktachetasam avyaktahi gatir dukkam dehavad piravapyate. If you want to be better, spiritually realized, Brahman realized, it'll be difficult. And if you're good, you're no good. Because just wallowing in some material activity, thinking it is good, thinking this is what is nice. Right? So, best is actually very easy in Lord Chaitanya's time. That's why immediately all sorts of people, even if they're low class, unqualified, get to do the best. Get to do chanting Hare Krishna. And the better and the good are wondering, why are you more happy than me? I'm doing good. I'm doing so much of charity, so much of labor, so much of good things I'm doing. I'm not happy. Mother Teresa, in her last moments, few years, she had written to the Pope that she is highly dissatisfied with what she's doing. A private letter was revealed. I think some of you would have read it on the internet. Her dissatisfaction. So much of good work you do. Why is the Atma dissatisfied simply by doing Deha Dharma? Not only for you, Paropakara. For everybody else you do. But are you satisfied? No. Yes, you will be satisfied for yourself when you are spiritually realized. Yesva atmarati revasyat atma triptascha manavaha. Tripti. Yayatma suprasiddhati will not occur. But tripti, satisfaction. I am spirit soul. I am not this body. Hapa, that confusion is gone. That conception is gone. My gosh, all the time I was thinking I am the body, I am the body, I am the body. And I had one hell of a time in terms of my identity. I got harassed by the modes of nature, my mind, my other people, by that, by this, everything. Whew, I am free from that. I am spirit soul. This is that. But that won't last for very long if you don't engage yourself in the service of the Lord's lotus feet. The Bhagavatam says, that better platform, you will not be hovering around for too long. You're just an astronaut. You're just taken off. You have to land somewhere. You'll go back and land. You'll go back to land. That shloka is there in the Bhagavatam that says that the person will be patanti adaha, chushmut angreha, because he has not taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Atmatrapti, everything is there, but uncomfortable because you're not engaged in service, because that is your constitutional position. Once you get engaged in the lotus feet, service of the lotus feet of the Lord, in practical devotional service, then yayatma suprasiddhati. Ah, now I am settled down. Nobody can shake me in devotional service. This is best. This is what is the meaning of good here. Parikshit Maharajas know, he knows all of them, they all know Parikshit Maharaj. There is a very subtle mystic relationship and they have recognized this person is like that, so they have all descended to come. If normally some Brahmavadi passes away, nobody will come. Good people pass away, some materialists will come because they want some name, fame out of that. Prabhupada said in Kali Yuga, demigods, rishis, sages and all will not come because people are so low class, lesser than good. They don't even follow dharma, they don't follow varnashrama, they're not even human beings. So Prabhupada said they will not come here even to pass urine. It means he will not use it as a toilet also. Even for passing urine is very low class. They don't come here for that also. And this is where we live. And inside that we think that what we are doing is correct. I am correct. In the morass of that toilet, you want to stand up and say what I do is correct. Wallowing in stool and rising up and saying what I said is correct. Again, like a pig. The audacity of the puffed up living entity to live in stool, swim around that and say and think and feel. Vimukta maninaha. I am liberated. I am enjoying life. So therefore, very carefully we should read. Parikshit Maharaj is acknowledging the sages and they are great personalities. Not ordinary people. Not just a PhD. Not just a PhD. These are people who know so many things. You ask them about anything, they'll speak about it. Talk about it. Discuss about it. Give you viewpoints about it. They're, you know, everything that you want to know. And they know the truth. Achieving loving devotion to Krishna is the topmost. They know that. They are also on that path. So when there is somebody who is making success on that path, would you not like to go and see him? Yes, I am also doing that research. I am also studying, very eager about it. Got to go and see how he does it. That's how they have come. They have actually come and they are giving all their best. Because they are interested in this aspect of giving up material life and going back to Krishna. It's a very interesting topic to advanced souls. How to get out and never come back. Yadgatvana nivartante taddhama paramam mama. Because if you're good, you're stuck here. If you're better, you'll come back here. If you're best, you'll get out and never come back. How to do that? He's demonstrating it, Parikshit Maharaj. So, everybody is interested in seeing. It's not a casual, everyday event. It doesn't happen all the time. So therefore, Parikshit Maharaj is at that point. You know, imagine when you have a death sentence on you within the next 7 days. You're going to die. Right? And people come to see you. Just imagine you are the person. People come from all over to see you. How your mind will be, how agitated it will be. What you will actually say, Pongada, useless,
I am going to die. What's the use of seeing you now? I know what you guys are coming for.
What thoughts will run in your head? How you'll be feeling? Die. Cease to exist anymore. What all thoughts will be in your head if you know you're going to die? How many things you want to settle up? That check has to be given here, this has to be done, that money has to be put here, he has to be called at this. There'll be all sorts of things. Nothing Parikshit is thinking about. Jip. He left the whole thing, you do it. I am simply focusing on the Lord. And I'm not angry with Sringi. I'm not going to spoil my mind with anything. I'm just going to think about the lotus feet of the Lord. And all these people who have come, he's saying, I know what you come for. You're not come for getting my wealth. You're not come for getting my position. You're not come for being elected as the next king. You're not come for doing any politics. You are people who always do good to everybody. That's why you're here. You're going to do good to me. What a very positive, clear understanding he has. To acknowledge their presence. See, doing good to people is to be practiced. Naturally, by default, the spirit soul only thinks of doing bad to others. Because instantly he'll become envious if he sees somebody better than him. Instantly he wants to possess what the other person possesses. Para sukha dukhi. He is happy, therefore I am sad. But a devotee, he is sad. And that makes me sad. Because he does not know how to live his life. It doesn't know how to conduct himself in such a way that he can find his way back to Godhead. Makes me feel sad. Valuable human life he is using in wasting it. Let's do something for him. This is doing good. Devotees every day are thinking of doing good. They go on the street and meet a person and give him a book. Why? Because I want to do you good. The best I want to give you. He may not appreciate it. People around don't appreciate it. But the person who is doing it is convinced this is the right thing to do for you. I put this book in your hand and you read it. Your life will completely change. It will transform. And that's the best thing that can happen to you. Those who have faith, I am making this person very fortunate. He doesn't have the fortune. But it's only through a devotee that a person becomes fortunate. Is it not the best thing to do? In so many janmas he is hanging around here. He has no knowledge about who he is. He has forgotten God. And you go to him. Hello? Here is his book. We've been roaming around for too long. Many, many, many millions of janmas back, you left your father. This is a message from your father. You're struggling for too long. Read this. He sent you a message. Chant this. He will connect with him again. But that living entity may not know what is a great momentous life, momentous moment it is in his life. That he has got that book and he's going to look into it and he's looking at you. All the time Krishna is working in that whole process. And he becomes fortunate because he met you. And if we don't go out and meet them, how they will become fortunate? So in his hand, the devotee has got the capacity to make others fortunate. And he always makes himself available to others so that they will get some fortune through me. They will hear, they will chant, they'll take a book, they'll take some prasadam, they become fortunate. Sukriti. So, it's not that we should hide ourselves inside the room all the time. Therefore, we are out making people fortunate, whoever it is. Take some prasadam, take some this thing. Read this, do you know about this? This is the greatest service you can do for humanity.
These sages are engaged in that. Parikshit Maharaj is acknowledging that you are used to doing good for people. Hare Krishna devotees are doing good to people. They go all over the place, do kirtan, bhajan, do program, explain Bhagavat, explain Bhagavad Gita, make people chant Hare Krishna and constantly speak good, do good. This culture is started by Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Jare Deko Tahe Kaho Krishna Upadesh. Giving Krishna Upadesh is the greatest good. So we are very indebted to Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who similarly had the habit of doing good to people. And he started a culture of doing good to people. And he spread that culture, made other people do good to everybody else. And he has left a legacy of doing good to everybody by introducing them to Krishna consciousness. And so a great fortune that we have the opportunity to carry on that legacy. We can make other people fortunate. It's in your hands. Just that you have to do it. Just that you have to do it. So doing good becomes a habit for a devotee. All the time is planning from morning to evening how to do good, how to publish the books, how to print them, how to distribute them, how to meet people, how to give them the chance of performing devotional service. Constantly he is thinking about this. And he knows people are tough, they will not engage. They will ask questions, they are doubtful, fearful, skeptical, lazy, full of bad habits. In spite of all these things, he tricks them into rendering devotional service and that changes them. And in this way, their spiritual life starts. Greatest good. Right? So what we are engaged in is exactly what the sages are engaged in and Parikshit Maharaj is engaged in. Doing good to everybody. Making people fortunate. This is the meaning of preaching. Preaching means how to make him fortunate. How to give him some sukriti so that he can climb up. So that it will be easier for him to render devotional service. Make him do some seva. Give some money, buy a book. Read the book. Chant Hare Krishna. Eat a little prasadam. Associate with devotees. So devotees should actively be messiahs. Like Prabhupada has mentioned. Meant to reclaim fallen souls. It's a very, very powerful, great, high-class, sophisticated service to humanity. And even the lowest of people get the opportunity to do that in Lord Chaitanya's movement. So we should never underestimate that, should never become lazy, never become misguided. We should completely keep away and always remain eager to do this seva to make people fortunate. By giving a book, you're doing the greatest service. He has become the most fortunate. He has never in his whole lifetimes ever been so fortunate when he holds Prabhupada's book in his hand. It's the beginning of a massive change. He's going to turn around 180 degrees and go the other way. So these are amazing things in every devotee's life. A spirit soul turning back to Krishna, you become instrumental for that. After so many janmas, you become that person who is able to do that, Krishna's instrument. It's not a fantastic service that Krishna has given to you. Therefore, you should be very eager to go and grab that to do it. Not that you should be less eager, less enthused, lock yourself in your room and sit and meditate on the fact and become morose. Maya makes you trapped in those types of situations. So devotees always remain enthusiastic, like Maharaj Parikshit is enthusiastic to die. He's actually enthusiastic to die. Look at him speaking. Thank you very much for coming. I'm going to fast to death. And he's eager, enthused. Why? Because he's moved by remembrance of Krishna's lotus feet. So if you always have remembrance of Krishna's lotus feet, you'll be enthusiastic to die. And this is the meaning of a devotee.
Doesn't matter.
Swarga apavarka narkeshu api tulyartha darshanah.
You send me to Swarga, send me to Naraka. I don't really worry about it. Because wherever I go, I can remain conscious of Krishna and serve Him. So what is death for such a person?
So this is the way to herald the end of life successfully. So we should always think that one day I'm going to die. The best way to live is to think today is that day. Today is the day I'm going to die. And so what should you do? With great eagerness and enthusiasm you should render service. Because really speaking, death can occur any day to anybody, whether he is young or old. So these are wonderful lessons we can learn from the life of Parikshit Maharaj and his beautiful Leela. You can see how Krishna is arranging everything for Parikshit, right from the curse, right from him putting the dead snake around Samitrishi's neck, then his son cursing, then he giving up his family, coming to the Ganges, meeting all great sages, and now the climax. Krishna is getting him ready, one by one, step by step. And the great thing is, Shukadeva Goswami will come. And then we'll start the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna is getting him ready to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam because he is determined for 7 days to just do this. So Krishna is facilitating his desire to be fixed in his lotus feet by sending Shukadeva Goswami. So that's a very beautiful aspect of the Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami's arrival, which we shall be reading in the next 2 verses. Om Tat Sat, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya.